AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In France today, President Biden summoned Americans to defend democracy from threats at home and abroad.
My fellow Americans, I simply refuse to believe that America's greatness is a thing of the past.
The day after D-Day, the president drew on the heroism of Army Rangers who scaled a seaside cliff that day.
They're not asking us to scale these cliffs, but they're asking us to stay true to what America stands for. They're not asking us to give or risk our lives, but they are asking us to care for others in our country more than ourselves.
The president's remarks were steeped in political overtones. Former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows pleaded not guilty in Arizona to 9 felony counts, including fraud and conspiracy.
Meadows is accused of working with other Trump campaign members to try to overturn the results of Trump's 2020 election defeat by creating a panel of fake electors from Arizona and other states. The former White House Chief of Staff appeared via video feed in a Phoenix courtroom, as did another Trump campaign official, Michael Roman, who's facing the same charges. The indictment against Meadows says he had told White House staffers in November 2020 Trump had lost the election, but then allegedly took part in a scheme to get Arizona Republicans to submit documentation saying Trump won. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Wilmington, Delaware, Hunter Biden's daughter Naomi testified in his federal gun trial about visiting her father at a rehab center in California, telling jurors he seemed to be improving in the weeks before he bought a gun in 2018. The defense began calling witnesses shortly after prosecutors wrapped up their case. A jury convicted 5 people in Minnesota for their roles in a scheme to steal more than $40 million that was supposed to feed children during the pandemic. This is AP News. A TV game show host is taking his last spin. For 41 seasons and more than 8,000 episodes, Pat Sajak has hosted
Wheel of Fortune! It's been an incredible privilege to be invited into millions of homes, night after night, year after year, decade after decade.
In a farewell message, Sajak says he tried to be responsible to make Wheel of Fortune free from politics or social issues, just a game. But it became more than that.
A place where kids learned their letters, where people from other countries honed their English skills, where families came together along with friends and neighbors and entire generations. What an honor to have played even a small part in all that. Thank you for allowing me into your lives.
Sajak announced last year he would retire. Audio from Sony Pictures Entertainment. Ryan Seacrest is set to succeed Sajak. Vanna White will stay on as co-host. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.